All right, good morning. Getting rolling here, and what a great weekend. I want to just reach out to all of our speakers Saturday. And the cool part about it is we could run it again next weekend, and we would have just the same kind of thing going on because we got so many good guys and gals out there that have contributed. I'm assuming, I haven't looked, but it'll be up if it's not already up. I had people, we had 1,140 logins, just to kind of give you an idea, on Saturday. So think about that. And all the people from all over, and I'm sure there was offices and stuff like that. So you should go out and be doing your $1 million a month, okay, every single month, without question on that. I'll tell you just a quick story about it. I had a end-of-term call yesterday from a rep that 20 years ago, they've been out of the business forever, and it was an end-of-term, and I had no information. They called us, and the reason they called us is because the thing went from 289 to 1,089. Okay, so that kind of gets your attention when you get a draft like that. And of course, generally speaking, they're irritated when that happens. And I talked to him for just a little while and walked him off the cliff, turned him in. Hey, we'll get this. I know you have a little sticker shock. We'll get it fixed. Don't worry about it. But if it's okay with you, could I ask you a few questions to determine even if you need anything, what works? Okay, good. You own your house? Yeah. 300,000. Okay. Do you have a mortgage? No. How about 401k? She said, well, we both work for the federal government. Mine's got about $1.1 million in it, and my husband's has got about 900 in it. I'm like, okay, do you have anybody helping you with that? No. Okay. How about that? That there's money, guys, everywhere. All you got to do is go out and start talking. And that was one of my, just another day in the life, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, we're going to get rolling. Got some good stuff today to cover. And let's see if we're up here real quick. And then Steve's going to show our new search tool, which is going to be cool. We're going to do that and get everything rolling here. Of course, always, if you have any issues, go to support. Any questions, Lucas is the man. Ideas, keep bringing them in. I want to remind you too, we've got Labor Day coming up. So you want to make sure that you are doing, go into the support, into the resource tab, make sure that when you start something, Labor Day automatically goes, all your holidays automatically go in. You can do that on the settings. We'll show you that again today. We've got that coming up. So we want to send, 500,000-700,000 emails out and put a link in there so we can set some appointments. And then, of course, Kristen is in charge of all of the training, which she did a great job. I mean, all of these trainings that are put together, all of the materials that you see, like when promoting all that, everything, she does that 100%. I don't look at it. She does it. That's the cool part of having somebody that cares about what's going on. So anyway, we've got that happening. Of course, our normal routine is not stopping. You want to make sure, here's what I believe. I'm going to give you something that I think you can kind of put into your presentation, and it will help you to close people on getting involved in the, some of these classes. So, if you think about, we've always said, we run these stats, and the stats are, now you've got some really good stats. Let me give you an example. I read one this right now in the real estate market right now, 5% of the mortgages are in forbearance. All right. And so what that means is they haven't been paying their mortgage payment all throughout the pandemic. And so this new thing that, unless something happens, mortgage companies are going to get to start foreclosing on people. And so you're going to see that. Another thing you want to look up, and I'm going to give you, I've got, and it sounded too high, but it may be almost like 30% of the renters are not paying their rent. All right. So what's happening, and they've been protected under this pandemic thing as well. And so you don't want to be one of those people. So basically, when you're talking to a customer, you think about, or potential client, what you're thinking, you think about, what is it they need to do? Well, there's four parts to becoming financially successful. The first one is you got to have a plan. And underneath that plan, we have an offense and a defense. And we have to understand everything from a budget to staying out of debt all the way through understanding investments, everything. We have to have a plan, okay? A retirement plan, a college plan, a life, an insurance plan. So one part of it is you got to have a plan. Most people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. The second part is you need to have education. Not just education, but you need to have ongoing education. You know, I mean, you think about this. If 10 years ago you quit learning, how far behind are you? 5 years ago you quit learning, how far behind are you? So you got to have education. So block number one is you got to have a plan. Block number two, you got to have education. Block number three, you've got to have an advisor, okay, or a coach, somebody that will help you. And then lastly, and you hear me put this lastly, then you have to have products, okay, that will fulfill the plan. And so what we do is we have a four-part system to help you do that. We'll help you get a plan. We'll keep you educated. I'll be there with you. And then lastly, all right, we're going to recommend products that will help you reach your plan and your goal. All right. So once you think about that, and that would go along with this education series that we put on. Of course, you got the marketing and we got real estate. You guys, right now, let me tell you what's going on in real estate. All right. I was talking to a realtor last night, and the real estate agents are having, it's not great for realtors right now. It's actually pretty hard on realtors because there's such a shortage of people selling houses. Okay. And so what's happening is the market has shrunk. That's why prices have gone up. Then what's happening is a real estate agent tries to close a sale. If they have a buyer right now in Nashville, it's not unusual for them to make an offer and there'll be a dozen offers, okay, on that house. So then they have to go take them to another house and another house and another house. So if you go out there right now and talk about, man, you know, the real estate market is exploding in price. But the challenge is that there's not that much supply out there. And if there's no supply, that means realtors don't have the ability to do business. And so this is a great opportunity to start digging into that. And these are things that, you know, that you got to be thinking about if you want to go win. And then, of course, I'm going to talk to you about Nashville, you know, thing. You know, we had 1,100 people, had a ton of people out there on Saturday that, you know, that jumped in that are not even sales team pro members. But our conference is going to be the greatest business function conference. The people we're pulling in, it's going to blow your mind. So I want to say this to you because we have 400 seats. All right. And it's going to sell out. I'm going to give you an overview of who's coming. So my buddy, Kevin, let me give you a little background on Kevin. Kevin Hobgood, he's with William Morris. If you look up William Morris, the biggest entertainment agency around, I grew up with Kevin playing golf. We were 10 years old when we met. We've been friends ever since. We're the same age. Kevin's dad was in the country music business. He had a guy named Elvis to start. All right. And that's how he started in there. But he didn't keep Elvis. He lost Elvis, but he had Johnny Cash his entire career, along with many, many others. His dad is in the Country Music Hall of Fame. So Kevin gets started. He and I grew up together. He's been a client of mine for 30 years. And so we grew up, we still play golf. I mean, we've gone everywhere playing golf, all that kind of stuff. Well, Kevin continued on, went into that business. Okay. And his dad died probably 25 years ago. And so Kevin was young and he didn't have some gimme kind of thing. But then what he did, he kept on and kept on and kept on. And he met a guy, one of many, named Jason Aldean. All right. And so he meets Jason Aldean, starts with Jason, booking him at $250 a night. All right. And he took Jason from where he was in a bar to a superstar. Okay. He then got Florida Georgia Line. Now he's got Morgan Wallen. He's got, and all of these others, the biggest agent in town. And those guys get paid by 100%, a percentage of the value of the bookings that they do. How about that? Okay, it's become a multimillionaire. Chuck McDowell. Chuck and I go back to early days, okay, 16, 17 years old playing golf. Chuck's always been an entrepreneur. He's had telemarketing rings, done all this kind of stuff. He created a company called Wesley Financial Group. Wesley Financial Group gets people out of timeshares, okay? People get locked into these timeshares. And Chuck and Jay Abraham have an agreement right now. Any deal that Chuck and Jay partnered on this deal. Okay. Matter of fact, I'm hoping this is going to work out. I'm looking at going to Las Vegas with Chuck to have, and I'm going to have dinner with Jay Abraham. Okay. And so this is the kind of thing. So Chuck has built a company that's an Inc. 500 company from scratch. All right. He's killing it. Okay. Bobby Heights, buddy of mine. Bobby, I bought my first house from Bobby. Bobby is an individual agent. Okay. He's never had anything other than a staff. But Bobby got in the real estate business about 40 years ago. He sold 5,000 houses himself. All right. Think about it. Do y'all hear that? 5,000 houses. He's probably the number one realtor that's ever been. He told me now he's right over 300 rental properties, and he opened a PNC agency, all right, for home and auto insurance to go along with his real estate business. He's got about 3,000 customers there all by himself. How about that? All right. Great marketer. He just got through telling me about what he did. He sent out 25,000 mailers just to 55 and up people with a marketing plan for them to downsize houses. And he's telling me what happened. He just sent that out. He's going to talk to you about that. I got Bill Noah. Bill Noah is another friend of mine. I met Bill about 10 years ago. Bill's a doctor. He has built a sleep apnea clinics all over. I mean, he's got 18 doctors. Bill is... It's funny, me and him are like, we've been to Ireland, Scotland, we've gone to Pebble Beach, we play golf everywhere. Funny thing about Bill is that Bill is educated. What I mean by educated, he's a doctor, he's got multiple PhDs and degrees and all this kind of stuff. And he's going to tell you how he built it, okay? And because he built it a totally different way, okay, than me. But me and him, I'm the uneducated that tells him how to sell. And he's the educated that tells me how he does all this stuff. And he's got all these realtors in. John Rulin, we talked about. John is the number one, if you look him up, number one Cutco salesman. I have 1.5 million people, and he built this whole Giftology deal. Kevin Elko, the coach of coaches. And I've got more, okay, that I'm trying to get finished up. So this conference, it's going to be closing out like real soon, because we got to get our numbers for all of our catering and everything that goes along. So if you haven't registered, I'm telling you what's getting ready to happen. It's going to sell out, and you're going to miss out on this. All of these speakers, just to give an idea, I talked to Scott. Ben Sorensen is a top performance coach, works with athletes. T. Rowe Price has sponsored him. Good chance he's going to be there too. I've got another dentist that's got 15, 16 dental practices. I've got a professional athlete. I don't even know how we get them all in, but all I know is this. And then we're going to have breakouts with our top field leaders. I'm selling this to you because you're crazy if you don't get involved. Okay. This will be your great big time think out of the box meeting like never before. Okay. Always start by doing the right thing. I want to show you a text message yesterday. I sent this out. It says yesterday at 3:19 to one of my clients. And I said, in case you're counting, you're over 10 million. How about that? It's pretty cool, right? He says, yes, I have been. I'm one happy and satisfied client. Thank you. I appreciate your business. If you need it to Nashville, we can go have lunch. Absolutely. I'll be in touch. How about that, guys? Isn't that cool? In case you're counting, I'm looking at my AUM report and there he is. All right. I'm like, in case you're counting, you're over 10 million. How about that? Isn't that good? All right. That's what we're doing, guys. We're doing things. And by the way, 40% of that is gain of that 10 million. So anyway, Sales Team Pro kickoff meeting, September, referral mastery, how to 10X your database. So I want you to think about this. If you have a database of people that like you, trust you, and will follow you, why would it be that difficult to get them to refer you not to a name, but to a customer? Matter of fact, that previous customer right there was a referral from another client of mine. It's been with me 20 years. I got a text one day. I said, hey, I don't know if you're taking new customers or not, but I have a friend, he just sold a business. All right. And that's how I was able to get this. All right. So how would you like to have a client like that as a referral? So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to get everybody talking about mastering referrals We're going to pull that off September 11th, 8 till noon Pacific. We got that. So now I'm going to go through a little bit on the big picture. You know, it's the 17th of the month, so the month's already over, right? Because what you did, you got everything done the first 2 weeks. You're kind of just cruising along right now. You took care of business the first 2 weeks. You're just cruising along. You got a little time left to be thinking, all right, and planning and kind of getting ready to go into next month, because we've decided that we're going to work half as much and make twice as much. And so you start and you say, well, I got a big picture here. Now, if some of you are on this call now and you're newbies, what I mean by this, you're new in the business, you're like struggling, like, you know, you're like, you know, you're having a hard time getting an appointment, much less getting somebody to buy from you or become a client, anything like that. Okay, this should be a good session for you. And for those of you that have been around, okay, it'll be a good reminder. But the first, you know, you begin with the end in mind. What is the strategic objective? When you're building a business, you say, if everything went correctly, this is what it's going to look like. This is where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing. This is where I'm going to be living. This is where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be driving. This is what my kids are going to be doing. This is what my life's going to look like. This is what my business is going to look like. This is what I'm going to do. And so you begin with the end in mind. And you say, if I make it my office, I have this many, people, you get this big picture deal. All right. And the big picture is you're thinking through, you're saying, all right, this is what I want. This is my dream. Okay. So you got a big picture, you got a goal, you got your dream. You say, these are the things I want to do. All right. You know, I wanted to be at a country club. I wanted to be, you know, driving a certain kind of car. I wanted this kind of house, I wanted to travel. I wanted to do this, send my kids to these schools, all these different things. Then what we do is we take that. There's a book called The E-Myth. If you haven't read The E-Myth, you go in there and you say, well, what we're going to do is we're going to work on our business rather than in our business. We're going to take adequate time to get a plan together and document. One of the things that I learned back in the early 90s with this E-Myth is document everything. You notice I have slides and all this kind of stuff. I never stand there and speak with a legal pad. I always have slides. And the reason I do that is I can go back to those. I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of slides that I put together, all right? And then I can go back and I can push this out to people. Everything we're doing right now, if you look at this training center, blow your mind what's going on. The training center is so good, all right? But the reason the training center is a training center is because we document it. We push all the stuff out. People can look at it and so on. Then you wake up every day and you read your goals and you say, okay, I'm going to learn how to do things. I'm going to get better. I'm going to turn around and become somebody different. I'm going to think different. Over a period of time, you start actually thinking different because you're planning on it and you're looking. So then one day you start getting a little confidence and you grind it out. So now I want to show you something. So the number one thing you have to learn how to do is stop thinking small. All right. In other words, take a look at what you want. These were my written goals, January of 1986. Okay. And at that time, I'm going to show you what I made. All right. But I'm like, I want a nice home, a Porsche or equal, a pool table, a country club. Think about it. I want a pool table. So these are things that I wanted. Okay. And then 10 years from now, I want to have $1 million in cash. I want to have a deferred income of 10 million, be totally financially free. And I want to be making 50 grand a month. Now, when I was writing these goals out to kind of put this in perspective, this was the amount of business I did. Okay. That year. Okay. In 1986, I did 34,000 in personal premium and had 7 total recruits for the year. And I'm right now, and I'm going to be making $10 million a year. I made 33,000. All right. I made $7,500 in securities. And I'm, what am I doing? I'm like, here's what we're going to do. Okay. Now keep in mind, when I did that income there, okay, the year before when I was writing these goals out, I made 7,000. Okay. So January 1, I'm writing that and I'm putting it on paper, but I only made 7,000 that year. But by putting it on paper and thinking larger, I went from 7,700 in income to 33,000 in income. Now, 33,000, well, how is that? Well, the next year I made 37 and I bought a $75,000 house, which is, you know, I mean, that's not too bad, really. 37 was pretty good back then. All right. So what happened is I did that. All right. I had this big goal. And then look what happened. 10 years later, rather than doing 33,000 in premium, did 900,000 in premium, 13 million in securities, and I made 499,000. All right. And interesting enough, in January of 1996, I made 48,000, which was my goal. Okay. All right. To be able to do it. So you begin with the end in mind. So if you're sitting here right now and you are writing this out, and you're, if your goals and your plan are not big enough to have people say you're completely insane. Okay. Because when you're making $7,000 and you're saying you're going to be making $50,000 a month. Okay. One day, that's pretty, when you're making $7,000 a year, you're probably saying, all right, that's pretty crazy. Yep. Okay. You don't have to go tell everybody about your goals, but if they ask you, okay, guess what? And they say, well, what are you going to do? Well, here's what I'm doing. And they're like, oh, all right, right, whatever. Okay. But the point being is you start doing that. Then what happens? You create the numbers behind it. Okay. You create the activity. You start working on that, right? The GPS, you're doing that. You're saying, okay, I'm going to have the goal, the plan. What am I going to go about doing it? I'm going to have a schedule when I'm going to do it, right? And so now what's happening is, if I can get this to go, that's the habit patterns that cause the plan to happen. So now what we're doing is we're working on the GPS. We've got the big picture in mind. We've got it on paper. Okay. We're going to read our goals every day. We're starting to do that. We're now working in the direction of where we want to go. All right. Then you start doing the work. Now, strategic work is work that will help you reach your goals. There's a certain percentage of tactical. All right. So I'm going to give you an example. Strategic work is stuff that if you do it on a consistent basis, you'll end up reaching your goals. You need to be spending most of your time thinking, if I do that, if I spend the last hour, every hour, will I reach my goals? And that's the way you go about doing it. You say, well, am I going to reach my goals based on that? Now, what is strategic work versus tactical? Tactical is things that have to get done. In most cases, you ultimately attempt to do all strategic work, and the tactical you're delegating, all right? You're delegating by having staff or technology or whatever it may be. But the strategic work is work that will allow you to get to the next stage. Now, at each level, you have a different strategic. I'll give you an example. When you're part-time, the most important thing you need to learn how to do is be able to close business. All right. And if you can do personal production, you can stay in business. They say what you do is you got to learn how to stay in business before you can build a business. Then from there, strategic work might be field training. Then from field training, once you develop a group of people, maybe strategic work is making sure that you've got a training system that you're running. Okay. And you're running the business. And then eventually your strategic work is you're a mentor. You're teaching people how to do what you did. And so that's where you start going. Now, if you're spending all your time when you're at a level where you should be the mentor or you should be the person putting together everything, but you're only personal producing, then what you're doing is you're going to limit your ability to grow. And so we just start thinking through that. So then we strategically optimize what we're going to do. We go in and we look at all these things and we say, all right, we got a weekly marketing plan that we're going to follow up on. All right. We have a prospecting system that we're going to do. We have an appointment setting process. We have a presentation system. All of these things we start optimizing. We have a closing system. We have a referral system, multiple referral systems. We have a follow-up system. And then we teach our team how to work the weekly system. All right. I had my little base shop call last night and I did, you know, talk almost about this. All right. But mostly about, you know, working your plan, getting your 10,000 hours in, working on getting better in all the areas. So if you go through right there and you say, well, do I have a system for? All right. And do I have a system for? I don't mean, do you have a thought? Do you have a system for it? In other words, what if you decided, okay, I'm going to have under each one of these categories, I'm going to have three bullet points and that's going to be the beginning of my system. Okay. Weekly marketing plan. I'm going to send out this many emails. I'm going to make this many dials. All right. And I'm going to do this many recontacts, whatever it may be. All right. All right. I'm going to have a prospecting plan. I'm going to go talk to face-to-face. I'm going to talk to this many people. I'm going to target audiences, whatever it may be. I'm going to do my appointment setting. I'm going to send emails, text messages, and I'm going to make phone calls. How's it going to be? We go through and we have three bullet points. We start developing a simple system that we run by, and you wake up every day and say, okay, what is my day going to consist of? And you got all these kind of things and you get it going. So anyway, so what I did was that kind of thing. And this, I had like 57 different things. And I talked to 10 people daily, be in the field by six, send a newsletter out, you know, every 2 weeks. I sent it to, I'd mail it out when I was to my few reps. Okay. I'd always do my complete follow-up list. I stayed organized. Okay. I planned the week in advance. I always be positive. I got to call people daily and expect results. Okay. Look at all that. So I had like 57 of these things, and I go in there and I'd say, am I doing this? And so I could stay on track. And this is the way I wanted to get 8 first appointments each week. Okay. So that was what I did. So I had to do the work. All right. And why did I do all this? Because my big picture plan involved this. I wanted income that occurred with very little effort. I wanted to have time and money. All right. I wanted to create a system that runs without me, and I wanted to make money while asleep. How about that? Isn't that a great goal? That's what we're doing. So we're going in here and we're thinking to ourselves, okay, what do we got to do in order to make these things happen? You know, I was talking to Scott Lunar. He says, dude, he says, you get the life. Okay. And I'm like, yeah, I do have a great life. I made 70 grand in Primerica last month, did like hardly any business. Okay. You know, I get to meet all my buddies on this. I run this thing, you know, I play golf. All right. I mean, my kids are all working. That's great. All right. Things are going good. All right. And what I wanted was have freedom. I wanted to have a system that paid me. I didn't want to be the business own me. I want the business to pay me and give me income with very little effort. All right. That's what our goal is. But in order to do it, there's a system you put in place. Okay. So we talk always about optimizing, make the most use, become the most effective, all this kind of stuff to make as perfect, effective, and functional as possible. Right. Let me give you a story. Sunday morning, one of my buddies decided he wanted to go and he said, I'm hungry. And I was he got on his motorcycle and he thought, all right, I'm going to go and I'm going to run through McDonald's and get a sausage biscuit. And here in Nashville, this is the kind of crazy stuff that goes on. Here's a business, McDonald's, that you got millions of dollars tied up in. And guess what? They only had one employee show up to work. Couldn't open the doors. Is that crazy? I mean, what a world. All right. So that system was perfect. You got all this overhead. Hey, our system, guess what you got to do? You got to wake up and go to work, right? All right. So you can rearrange, you can improve, whatever it may be. So now there's 4 ways that you need to be thinking to grow your business. The first one, you say, well, I'm going to increase the number of people, all things being equal. If I'm able to increase the number of clients and recruits, all things being equal, if I double that, I'm going to double my income. The next multiplier is you increase the average transaction value. So for instance, you go out and I'll give you a perfect example. One time back in the early 90s, all right, I had a guy show up in my office. He had listened to me on the radio. He comes in and young guy, he was my age. We're both in our 30s and I was making about 400 grand at that time. And he starts talking big game. You know, and I'm thinking this guy's full of it all the way around. And he had a son, and the son was the same age as my daughter. Okay. And he told me he was making what he was making. He said, yeah, I'm making about 400. And I said, look, dude, I said, I tell you what, we're almost exactly alike. I make about the same amount of money as you. I got a daughter that's about the same age as your son. Okay. And how about we do this? Would you like to just do what I do? We're almost exactly alike. And he says, what do you do? All right. I said, well, I've got $2 million of life insurance. I've got $5,000 a month that I have going into a mutual fund on a regular basis, drafted. All right. I got $1,000 a month going into my daughter's college plan. And I said, that's exactly what I did. And based on what you're doing, we could do that and set that thing up. And the reason I did that was because I was trying to, you know, sniff him out if he was legit. And guess what he said? Go ahead and do it. Let's do exactly that. Up to that point, I probably had never had more than a $500 a month bank draft. And he became a friend of mine. We ended up having Titans tickets together, been a client forever, all that kind of stuff. But it was one to increase the average transaction value. Why did that happen? I just thought, I'm going to check this guy out. Next thing you know, it happened. You can increase the frequency of repurchase. You can go back to the people. You know, if you wait, guys, if people have money sitting there and you wait to get it, you lost not only the money, the front end money you get all the recurring income that you would have got. So increase the frequency. And then you get more residual value out of each of the clients. How do you get residual value? You go out there, you get more referrals. Okay. You get, all of their money rather than part of their money. You keep them longer. You never lose them. I mean, guys, if you think about this, I showed this Saturday, but if you have a lump sum of money, let's just say that let's go back to my $10 million client. All right. So my $10 million client, I make $1,500 a month on that. All right. Just recurring, that kind of deal. Well, if he stays with me and gets he pulls a little money off it, whatever, and he stays with me for 10 more years. All right. What's going to happen is that 10 realistically will be 20. I'll be making 3,000 a month. I'm making 1500 a month. That takes me up to 2250 a month for 10 years. That's a $250,000 customer. So would it make sense if I'm going to get paid $250,000 over the next 10 years that I should stay in touch with this guy, make sure the guy gets everything he should be getting, right? So this is what happens. Now watch how you grow, and I'm going to close with this, and then we're going to turn it over to Steve. So let's say you go out and you're doing, in this example, it's for every $100 of income. So if there were 1,000 sales at $100, and you repeat two times a year, that'd be $200,000. Now, if you increase the number of sales, the average transaction, and the average repeat, just to increase it 10%, you don't get a 10% increase. You get a 33% increase. You're getting a little bit better. Now, how does this work? Well, I'm getting a little bit better prospect because they're qualified. I'm getting a better appointment setting. I'm having more appointments keep. I'm closing transactions at a higher percentage that are larger, and they tend to stay with me longer. And we're just increasing all these little push points. And before you know it, guess what? You're seeing your business go out the roof. What if you could increase this stuff by 50%? So what happens is one day you wake up and you're like, geez, you know what I've done? I have exponentially grown my business because I've optimized my business. So what I'm going to do next, I had a lot of slides here. I'm not going to go anymore, but we're going to go the next few weeks through this little process of doing it. And then what you do is you take and you use Sales Team Pro, okay, as a way, okay, to utilize the four things that we use. Okay. We have our ideas, we have our money, right? We have our technology, and then we have people. That's how you grow your business. You say, how can I use all of those things, optimize all of those things? So with that being said, I'm going to call on Stevie Boy. Stevie, ready?
I am, whenever you
show them what you come up with. Show them what's been going on in the brain here, our new search system. It's all yours.
Let me get this up here just a second. Can y'all see the screen?
Yes.
Let's just do this. This is the new search feature, and it doesn't look like much, but this thing is going to be really powerful. I'm going to go ahead. It's up and working. There's more fields that I have to add to it. There's more features that I'm going to add to it. So this is going to be constantly improving over the next couple of weeks. So the first thing that you do, these are all set up to, kind of oriented to the contact card tab. So if you open up a contact, you have all these tabs up at the top. We have details, financial stuff, family, notes, that sort of thing. So these are basically keyed to those tabs. So let's say that you want to search for people that have the first name or that start with J. So we'll look on the details, and then you'll have a whole set of fields that you can search in here. So we'll pick first name, starts with J, and click the run the search button, and there you go. So now the powerful part comes when you want to start getting into more. So we want people whose first name starts with J and has a child named Bill, okay? Because we remember that. We can't remember the guy's name. He's got a child named Bill somehow. So we click the and button, and we go to family and pick any child, the child's name, and equal to Bill. Now, these are not case sensitive. You can just type away.
Hey, Steve, can you make this bigger? Make the screen bigger.
Screen it. I'm full screen on mine. Does that help?
It's still, yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we got to Bill here. So we run the search and that messed up. Obviously, I got a little bit of work to do here.
No, I think it's going to.
It worked yesterday.
Have you got Bill somewhere in a.
You know what? No, I messed up this child one because I screwed that one up. Anyway, it's a work in progress. So what's missing right now is searching by birthdays and age. That should be coming up before the end of the week. And you'll notice.
And guys, let me tell you, birthday and age is going to do for you. You're going to target young couples with one thing. You're going to target at or near retirement with another thing. You can go in and target single, married. Look at all this stuff.
There's a total of about almost 70 different fields that you can search on. I don't know why that didn't work before, but so I looked for any child whose first name starts with a B. So I get Johnny here with a kid named Bill and another one with a kid named Bill.
And if they want to go in and search by lifetime value, as an example, right?
Do that too. So refresh the page to get a clear search. And we can go to qualifiers and credibility. And we pick lifetime value equals very high. Whoops, we'll just leave that. We'll go there.
How about that? So that's where it goes. So now,
the thing about this is too, Roy, is when you're doing this, you can constantly refine your search. So we came up, let's just say with your list of 10,000 people, we did this and we come up with 300 records. Well, we can go ahead and pick ones that, let's say their first name starts with an F, and this better work. There we go. That worked.
About that.
And the powerful thing about this is you can click this and button as many times as you want to add like for you with 10,000 people in there, there may be a lot of conditions where you want to filter your list down. You can do any number of these and it will be this and this and this and this.
And they could search what's inside the notes too, correct?
Yes.
How about that, guys? So you're thinking school teacher. That's what they did, whatever. And you just go in and add it in and you say, you know, so you're going to be able to find people. Then you're going to be able to find groups of people. Now, let's say that you do that, Steve. What if they want to send an email to everybody?
The easiest way to do that would be to get your search up. So let's just do first name starts with F. Go ahead for right now and find the F's, and you can, if you come up with more than one, you can add them to a custom list, you know, make a new custom list and
do a broadcast.
Now, coming up soon is the ability to do what we call tags, which are kind of like custom lists, but not as chunky. And then I'm also working on saving your search. So you've got this set of 8 conditions that you've searched your database for. You can click the save button and that search will be saved. So you could just come back to this screen, load it up and see the new list. You could call it any what you want, saved search or a smart list, something like that. Now the difference between doing something like that, a saved search versus a custom list, is your custom lists are static. In other words, the only people that are on them are the ones that you put on that custom list. When you run like a saved search, it will get current, up-to-date people according to your criteria. So this stuff, by the time I get it all done here in a couple of weeks, be very powerful to be able to segment and sort your list and find just exactly the people that you want. So, guys,
Steve and I, we've been wanting this. I mean, you can tell what went into this. We've been working on this forever and we're going to be taking it to the point of, you know, and I don't know if we do this now or not. Can you sort by values of, like, if we look into their portfolios, have we got that yet?
Well, I could do, let's just say I want all the people on my list that have an annual income of more than 100,000.
This is good.
And they have an annual income of, get rid of that, less than 250,000. So everybody that has an income between 100,000 and 250,000. And I get one person, Cindy.
How about that?
Now, and we can do this with any of these financial fields that we have. So anything that you have an income.
What about like the asset values?
Okay, we can do that too. Anybody that has any of this, owns their home, has CDs, assets held by Primerica, outside Primerica, approximate home value. You know, you can look for any of your contacts that have home values between $1 million and $1.5 million. Really whatever you want. So that's how this thing becomes very powerful.
All right, guys. Hey, Stevie Boy, the brainchild, will be in Nashville at the conference. And we're going to keep on. I mean, we've been working on this. How long, Steve? I say we have been.
Good grief. Well, this has been a month and a half in the making.
Yeah. So, but think about this, what's going to happen again, everything goes back to, if you, will get your database, you got to always be putting your data information in your database. Art, and I keep saying this. I mean, if you've got an assistant, you know, one of the things I do is I take and I do voice notes every time. Also, you know, I have my, where's my book. So guys, this book right here, do you know that I am now down to like, I don't think I've got, but only got this many pages left in this book. And these are notes that I take. So when I'm sitting there with people, I take all these notes. I then turn around and do a voice note, send it over to Bree. Bree enters it. And then what ends up happening is I end up having all this data. Now, this data that we've been working on all this time, eventually you get to a point where it's like, now you can sort through it. All right. And say, you know, and we're just going to keep adding more and more stuff that you can pull it out to where eventually you, when you send out a family financial workshop to the ones that have children, right? See what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff. So the more relevant your campaigns are, the more you're going to get a better response rate, if that makes sense. So anyway, go ahead.
Roy, I didn't mention it, but the search function is right at the top of the contacts page.
Okay, right at the top.
That's how you get to it.
Okay. All right, very good. Hey, David Mee, what's going on, buddy? You're up.
Hey, I'm still I'm unmuted.
Yes, there you go.
Hey. I'm so grateful for all this. We're like at 280,000 in income. We'll go over 300,000 soon. And man, you've been a big help. This whole system been a big help for us to reconnect with people. And my daughter's been helping us out a ton. Where she sends out a weekly campaign. We send it out Wednesday at 11. I don't know why somebody said that that's a good time. Facebook says that's a good time. People check that kind of stuff. So I just took it and ran with it. So
give me an example of some of the things that you're doing.
We created a video series. My son's a film guy. So we created a series. It basically took the How Money Works book and broke it out in section. It's like 2 to 3 minute little videos that we send out. We only send about two of those a month, but we use the campaign. Tomorrow we'll have it's back to school time. So kind of in the child, we're going to send out the How Money Works for Kids, just to kind of get, you know, parents thinking about that with the child. We sent out the child tax credit a couple of weeks back, got a lot of traction from that. Amazing. I sent out the budget worksheet two Wednesdays ago. I was amazed at how much traction of people just, I didn't realize that, you know, it was like over 50 people responded in some way. Maybe they just opened it, but didn't download it. But there was about 50 people that connected. And we're still working on managing our database. We got like 2,000 names, but only 1,200 emails. So we've got some work to do there. So anyways, thank you so much.
Hey, very good. And so guys, you're hearing, okay, you know, getting ready to go over 300,000. You're hearing what I heard from that is you got a regular plan on Wednesday. I believe everything is about your habits. All right. And if you have a habit that is a good habit, you'll get good results. If you have a bad habit, you'll get bad results. And so what he's doing, he's got a regular habit that he's got happening, and he's sending out stuff, and it's always value oriented. It's not trying to sell something. It's always value oriented. And then what's going to happen, and something you might do, though, that it, you know, you can do, you know, I did this, guys, a long time ago with my client base. I did a thing called Call Fire. And what Call Fire is, you know, you just gotta be smart with it. Yeah, they're your clients. But what it did is I would put it, it was a voicemail system. I would call out and it would put in all the phone numbers, and I would make a phone call. And it says, hey, this is Roy Matlock. And I would go through that. If you can speak now, press 1. And that's how we got a lot of this stuff back. It also told me it was bad numbers, stuff like that. But what we did is we went through and started, that's how I collected a lot. But even then, I've only got about 50-60% of them have emails, okay, that I've gotten. But you just need to keep working. That's why one of the things, are you using Answer Connect?
We are not, but I've had that conversation. I know we just something we haven't pulled the trigger on.
Guys, Answer Connect is you know, the 24-hour answering service you can go through, and we've got it all laid out. If you go through the link, you'll be able to go and talk. They They know who you are. So you don't have to go figure out, you know, the matrix. But here's the key to Answer Connect. It's 24/7 answer. And they take the information, the name and the email address. And then if you have Answer Connect, it will automatically load it into Sales Team Pro. All right.
Yeah.
So every customer call that comes in, they're asking for emails. And so I'm collecting emails. I mean, when I go on my calendar, everybody has an email address, okay, when I have an appointment. And so it's just another little thing that helps you develop that. Okay, let me see what else we got here. Hold on, guys. Dave Deal, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Roy. Yeah, I guess I mentioned on Clubhouse on Friday about guidelines that include securities for promotions, whether it be district, division, and I've sent a couple of them out. But, you know, it's really been important to us because we have grown our business, you know, a lot with securities. So we wanted to give an avenue. So we have both a production on a monthly basis that includes recruits, premium, and securities. And then we also have a path for managed account AUM. And so just wanted to throw that out there because it's definitely a, you know, as RVPs, we get to select that of what are our guidelines, and didn't know if you had any specific, always learn from it.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done, Dave, same thing. Mine did it. I've created guidelines strictly on income. All right. And so what that allowed for, if you did life insurance, personal production, you got credit. If you did securities, you got credit. If you had good persistency, you got credit. If you ever or overrides, you get credit. And it was always, and it's cumulative income. All right. So you go, one of the things that I've never liked about, you know, the guidelines is it's always, let's go push and do something. Okay. And then, you know, sometimes it's disappointing to people. They're supposed to do 10 grand and they do 8 and they're like wore out, they're pushing. And then a lot of times they do crappy business and stuff like that. So I went back to the thing of, you know, in the early days, we counted a recruit that was only trained and licensed. That was the only thing that counts. So that took out the slop. All right. And then I promoted a bunch of people based on these guidelines to where each level what that means is that every cell counts. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. So that was the idea that, you know, you might throw in. It's kind of what you're talking about. Am I going to penalize some guy that does, you know, it's 10 million in AUM because he didn't recruit somebody? No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. So anyway, so it's just something.
Is that something you could share with us, Roy?
Yeah. Yeah. I can put what I'll do. I'll Lucas, remind me and we'll post that and yours. There is a training tab. If you go to, and most of you guys know this, if you're a member, you can log in and just go to Sales Team Pro Training Center. But I have a training tab in there that Lucas has posted that's got my stuff, and we'll stick in, you know, a lot of that. A lot of you guys have stuff. If you're willing to share it, let's make it happen, and we'll stick it in there. Let me see who else we got.
Hey, Roy, before you go on, can we ask Arlie that same question?
Yeah, Arlie, what about it? Arlie.
What you're wondering how to promote?
Yeah.
No, did you ever use securities or anything like that?
Actually, the way I promote people, probably you don't want to know, because I got 157 RVPs now. We promote a few every month, but we promote them pretty much when we look at them individually and say, are you full-time in a business? Are you making a full-time living? And that could be different in different parts of the country. So if you're making 50,000 in some parts of the country, you might be qualified to make a living, pay your office expenses. Because when I promote you, you got to have an office and you've got to make a living. And if you've got a partner making 50 or 100 grand, that'll help. And then you've got to be ready to sort of be kicked out of the nest. And it's like your teenage kids. You know, when you get teenage kids and you have them around home too long, you know, they start to bitch about the food and the laundry and everything. You know, it's time to get out. And so I think a lot of people, and we teach our leaders the same thing, and everybody's scared to promote. Because it'll degrade your great fat income from the base shop. What happens is with securities, and because we're 75 to 85% securities, and our cash flows are north of $2.5 million a year. We've always used this philosophy, and I've never seen a lot of promotions that were stupid promotions. And I've always said, like, you tell me when this person's ready to go out. And it's like looking at your teenager saying, it's time you got your own apartment. And you take your team, you leave me a replacement, and you go out and you build. And either you're going to build or die. Now, when I promote you, and maybe you're making 70, 80, or 100 grand, I don't care what you're making, as long as that criteria is there, then if you don't make it, you're welcome to come back. I want you to come back and roll back as an RL into my base shop. But I don't get very few. I've had one or two that have done that, and then they've gone out the second time. But I've never had a problem with promoting RVPs because they all have dual licenses. They all make most of their money from recurring massive passive income, and they all are strong in the securities business. Now, we're not taking advantage of the stock, and we're not winning all the trips, and we're not, but Primerica to me has never been about winning trips and getting stock that's free. But we picked up some of those, and I've never hardly ever missed a trip. And most of our people will gather most of it. So my philosophy is you run a business, right? If you run a business, you got to come up with your own philosophy on how you run your business. But so many people let the company run their business and come up with the guidelines. And guidelines are guidelines. And the reason the company's not messing with the guidelines, if they messed with my guidelines, we'd have the biggest fight ever. Because I want to run my business to get good people independent quickly, making money independent quickly, not screw around with this crazy thing. And yes, it's great if you can do the 10, 10, 10 or the 20, 20, 20 or the 20 and 40 or 60. Really, I've never been able to do a massive amount of premium because of our culture. And so we are in a different kind of business. And I hesitate to even tell people usually because they all come back and say, well, I got this guy and he wants it. What's he got for people? Has he got leadership skills? And maybe it's time to kick him out. And by kicking him out, you freeze every hierarchy is frozen securities wise. So whatever you got to that date stays that way for the rest of that guy's career. You don't lose income by promoting people if you're in the securities business. You lose income if you're promoting people using premium guidelines. And so premium guidelines, if we've got a very strong premium guideline, don't use my system. But if you're strong in the business, you got a good premium business and you got a good securities business, then my philosophy has worked genius. And so to me, it's like, come on, you're the boss, you're the leader, make it up. I mean, don't listen to too many people that are running not your kind of business. And the reason you're on SDP is because you run a strong securities business, or you're not on SDP. And so I can talk to you guys this way. And this week on MPI, on Thursday, I'm giving the history of the FIN number. The company has basically taken over the FIN number, threw it into an FNA, and nobody knows what it stands for, what to do with it. So on the Thursday MPI call, I'm going to do that. But all that ties together for promoting RVPs. And I tell you, we got some great offices all over the country, every little town and village, every big city. We got people scattered all over the place. And I've had people go RVP with a town of 600 people. I've had people go RVP in the city. But you could get completely frustrated if you didn't know your way of promoting. So anyway, that's my two bits. Sorry if I screwed half of you up.
You know, early, I did the same kind of thing. And a lot of it has to do, I kind of broke it into three parts. Okay, you, your replacement, and me. All right. And, you know, if you don't have a replacement, well, that's no good. All right. You need to at least do that. And then you, what you're able to do on your own, and then how much of me is causing you to do what you're doing. And what we want to do is get to the point where the amount that me does and the amount that the replacement does becomes less and less. And then that's kind of the way I was doing it. And they're financially sound and all that kind of stuff. Hey, I want to call one more. Thank you, Arlie. One more person on here. Mike Horner. Mike, are you here? You're going to be doing Clubhouse. Am I hearing that?
Yes, sir. So Josh is going to be on the securities trip this week. So I'm running Clubhouse this morning. We didn't want to lose any momentum with that. So this Friday morning, guys, 9 a.m. Central. It's called I Have 20 Clients. How do I get 500?
There you go.
Some of us don't have 1,000 clients to pick from, but the number of clients I heard one time that you know, about 20% of your client base has a rollover for you to come find. So, you know, 1,000 clients is much better than 20. So that's what we'll be talking about, Roy.
Hey, very good. All right. Hey, guys, we're out of time. I know we've got a lot of people. We've got so many good people on here that we hear from every week. So let's take this next couple weeks and get prepared because month's over, right? Isn't that it? It's already over with. It's halfway done. We're done. Okay, we should be just cruising along. Time to go on vacation, right? Because we took care of business and we're just going to ease through the rest of the month with that mindset. But hey, I want to encourage you, if you haven't registered for the event, you go ahead and do it. We are literally going to close it down here real soon. And I don't know, you heard it. It's going to be great. So with that, I'll talk to you guys next week. See you.